Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. I don't have my computer on me, and I sincerely apologize, listeners. I'm Anita, and this is Rambles. Today's episode is about good bosses and bad, good bosses and great bosses. The reason why I have decided to make this episode is because I have dealt with crappy bosses, good bosses, and great bosses, so I feel like I can talk about it. And I'm pretty sure any of my listeners have experienced the same thing. So let me get started. A good boss. A good boss, technically good at one thing or great at one thing, but not so good at other things. And it's like, well, what do you mean? Well, I had like a good boss. I had great at organizing stuff. Like, I felt like if I had any questions about something, she was really great at it. But people skills, not so much. And maybe it was because she was busy. And I have a thing. I think there's a difference between being busy and productive. But she was productive on one end, but not whole. A great boss would be great at everything. Or they'll be better at inspiring. I guess that's it. Because I had one boss. She was a boss's boss. She wasn't warm and fuzzy, and she sort of kind of scared me. And I would be like, oh, crap, I don't want to tell her bad news. But she inspired me, not because of fear. It's like, you must do this. But she really did scare me. It was more because she knew how to do everybody's job. And when push came to shove, she would do everybody's job. And that's the major thing. Would they, inspire loyalty. And loyalty is one of those action verbs, to be loyal. I had a discussion with one of my friends just a few minutes before I started the show about the concept of loyalty. It's something you can't really take for granted, and it inspires people. If I know my boss has my back, that's going to make me want to be better. It's going to internally motivate me. A bad boss will externally motivate. You have to do this or you're fired. They might get results, but they're not long-term. And when you get fired and those underlings, because I do believe in the corporate mentality of your subordinate today can be your superior tomorrow, they're going to remember that. And I know it's petty and immature, but it's true. People remember how to make you feel. And I'm totally off on a tangent, but with a great boss, you will feel like, I want to do this because I genuinely like this person, and it sounds so cliche, but yeah. A good boss, they may have great people skills, and I've had the other way with a boss. Good people skills, dumb. Well, I shouldn't take that back about dumb. Really know the stuff they were in charge of. That's not good. That's really, because not cocky or anything, but that sort of goes into the trust thing, because if I feel like you don't know and you're going to delegate, oh my gosh, that's one of other workforce words, delegate to somebody else because you're busy. Notice the bitterness. Like, that sort of eats away at the trust because I don't respect you. And that sounds very vicious and cruel, but if you're going to delegate, shoot, I could have just asked. You go, random, hey, I'm going out of town, could you do this? You're going to do it anyway. I'm saving you because you're busy. I'm saving you that job. And if I know you're not going to do it, why are you here? And some people may not agree with that view of your boss should not do your my boss should know how to do my job. I may not want them to do my job all the time, but if they see me doing my, or they see me being backed up, or they know I'm not going to be there because either I'm going on vacation or I've got an appointment, and I know they're not going to, that's going to breed resentment. And that's a strong word to say, but it's true, because it's like you're inconveniencing everybody else, and I don't see you doing bupkis. I'm not going to want to do bupkis because you're the leader, and you're inspiring me in a negative way. You're inspiring me to not do a damn thing. And that's going to affect company morale. That's another thing about it. That whole thing about inspiration. If you can't inspire your employees to be better, why are you their boss? I'm not saying, you know, constantly mother them or hover, but I should know as an employee there's a mutual respect, there's a mutual trust. You can do my job. I may not want to do your job, but I know I can come to you. I know there's a respect. And you're competent, not just in one aspect where other people have to fill in your F-ups. I didn't change the topic. You know, I didn't change the rating, so that's why I got to say F-ups. And you don't have to fix it. I don't have to feel this doubt as an employee of, does this person really know what they're doing? That's a horrible way to feel about your boss. But yeah, and good bosses, they're not mean. They're not cruel, and that's why it's hard to really mistake them for a great boss. But they're incomplete. They have the potential to be great bosses, don't get me wrong. They just are missing that push. And maybe it's on the employee end to push the employer to be better. But it's hard, especially when you're overworked and you've got your own problems. And it's really selfish to say, but I've got my own problems. It's not my job to be your bra all the time. It's not my job to, you know, constantly fix it, because it's going to be like, well, if I'm constantly fixing your stuff, why are you my boss? But a good boss, you feel guilt for not doing it. You feel guilt for not plugging in their holes. And I'm not saying, you know, people aren't perfect. You hear that all the time, yada, yada. But as a boss, it shouldn't feel like a constant thing. And like the good boss I was talking about before, the social skills are fine. Yeah, I'm already unhappy anyway. I don't really care. I did care about her as a person. I felt like she was great at her job. I didn't care about her department. I could not stand the people I worked with. I should have left. And in her case, it wasn't her fault. She was, I also feel like she was in too deep. She was very nice, very kind, but she was a good boss. And then I had a boss after who was a great boss. You know, she would sit in and work and learn. And it was like, oh, wow, we can trade. We can feed off. It was more symbiotic. And that's another thing with bosses. It shouldn't, yes, you're my leader. Yes, I respect you. But it's almost like it's not totally, I'm on a totem pole. I feel like a person with you and not just a clog in the corporate machine. Like, I don't know how many of my listeners have read How to Win Friends and Influence People, but one of the things is remember the people's names. And I have an art name, so, you know, it should be easy to remember, but I've gotten a misspell. Remember something, you know, random, not just my name. Like, oh, how are your nephews? Well, I have some on sperm bank side, I'm not, but my friends have kids that I'm like, dote on all the time. Vice versa, it's like, oh, how are your kids? You know, I can, away from the office area terminal, you know, run into each other in the cafe. It's not like, oh my God, I want to avoid this person and I need holy water. It's like, oh, you know, genuinely talk, even if we disagree. Like, okay, we agree to disagree. This is good. We balance. You make me want to be a better person. So cliche. Oh, you made me want to be, but you genuinely do. And the good bosses just don't. They make you want to be better, like learn from them, like the technical skills, or learn the short companies, but overall they don't inspire you to really be a better
employee.
And that's really sad to say. I know it's like whatever, and this is probably not the best episode, but a good boss sometimes doesn't do a better job overall of boosting morale, no matter how much they try. Like they may take all the management classes in the world, and it's like it's not helping. You have to really not just read it, not just take a class, but truly take the time to invest and learn that skill. And one of the most important skills of being a boss is people skills. That's not going to change. You're around. Sometimes you're at a job more than you're around your spouse, your kids, your dog, your houseplant. You should know how to deal with people. And if you don't know how to, why are you a boss? If your people can't come to you, and there are so many hats to wear as a boss, you know, you got to be the referee, you got to be the mommy, daddy, blah, 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 blah. But if you feel like you can't take on those roles, maybe you shouldn't be a boss, because you're going to be in charge of so many personalities. So you have to be able to deal with their personality and your own and not let their personality affect yours. You also have to know the technical aspects of doing the job you are hired for. Because as a boss, unless you're the owner of the company and you don't have shareholders, you have a boss above you. And that boss above you, as a boss, is looking down at you and it's like, what kind of effery is this? It's true. Your department is unproductive. And I'm not even going to say a mess, because I've worked at places where if a higher up came down, it looked a mess. It honestly, but it was an ecosystem that was perceived as, it sounds so complex, an ecosystem that was perceived as messy, but it was a functioning, and it was a productive chaos. So, yeah, we had each other's back. Work got done. We genuinely liked each other. And I know I'm saying like a lot. Like, but it's true. You should genuinely like your boss. You should genuinely like the place you're working at. And love is a very strong word, so I'm not really going to use it. And it's a strong word that people weaken by using it a lot. And a lot is two words. My ninth grade English teacher always had to remind me, a lot is two words. But they should genuinely be like, okay, you know what, I'm happy. Or I'm content. But I'm not even sure if that's a go. But I genuinely enjoy, I don't feel drudgery every time I come in. I don't feel like I have to fix what I have to fill in my boss's holes constantly to the point where I can't be productive. This person, I come to work and I feel like, okay, my boss inspires me to be, and I have 90 seconds, I just have a 90-second one. They make me want to be a better employee. They make me learn about, they challenge me. And challenge has this negative connotation, but they challenge me in a empowering way. It's like, okay, I'm going to take the time to, I see this in you, and you inspired. You feel internally inspired to want to do better, because the thing is, if your employees do better, that's a 60-second warning, blah, 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 blah. I'm just having a hard time talking because I was talking about something else, which may or may not be another topic. But they internalize and they see your passion enough to direct it, because if you as an employee look good, they look good. If they look good, they get promoted. They get more money. And, yeah, it sounds that everybody has their own preconceived, going back to How to Win Friends and Influence. Preconceived bias and prejudice. And it benefits you to be great. And if you're great, I'm inspired to be great. And, yeah, that's just how it goes. And a good boss, they also teach you something, but they're not the best. They're not the worst. They're the B student to an A student. And they can work their way up. And hopefully the good bosses can learn to be great. And the great bosses can stay great. I'm Anita. This is Rambles. I hope you guys, thank you for listening. I apologize for being off kilter for this episode. And maybe y'all have some good bosses listening who want to be great and great bosses. Thank you, and have a great Sunday. Bye.